The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
The JV Show. I'm Selena.
I'm Graham.
And I'm Jess. We have your crazy cash on standby. That is your chance to win $1,000. But you know how we start every single show with the first talkback of the day.
Happy Thursday, guys. It's Eddie without the haircut. In regards to that Idaho killer, I'm not going to mention his name. He doesn't deserve his name to be mentioned. But during one of the victim impact statements, a family member of the victim said, "You might have gotten all A's in high school and college, but in prison, you're going to get big D's." What does that mean? Is he going to school in prison and he's going to do horrible? Can you guys explain what that statement meant? Thank you.
I did see that. I think I get it.
I think I get it, but I'd like Jess to explain.
Yes, Jess, please.
I can't quite put my finger on it. I think I understand it, but if you could just walk us through it.
Obviously, it just means the consequences of his own actions are going to catch up to him.
But what do you mean the big D's?
Bad grades?
I don't get it.
How do I explain this?
We have a security guard here. His name is Big D.
Yeah.
Is it a person?
No, it won't.
You're going to get big D's?
It involves people.
People, more than one, and they're all named Derek, like our security guard?
No.
Yeah.
It's just he's going to get something he doesn't probably want to get in there.
In where?
Do we know for sure he doesn't want that?
That's a good question. I don't know for sure if he doesn't want to get that. But
and what is it?
Yeah, what's the thing he might not want? And when you say in there, he's going to get something in there. What do you mean?
Where?
Yeah,
in specific.
In prison. And
oh.
Yes.
In.
Talk to the butt.
All right. Mm-hmm. Second talk back of the day.
Good morning, JV Show. This is Marcus from Tracy, the boxing dad. And I want to let the Bay know that out of the red corner, the new IKF 132-pound champion, Arnez Showtime, took him out with a unanimous decision in the third round. Let's go!
Did he say Arnez? This is Tracy, Marcus, the boxing dad from Tracy, and he's always hyping up his son Arnez. And they just recently had a title fight in Vegas. I think we're hearing the results from that unanimous decision in the third round. That's a big deal. Did he just say Arnez? A guy that I've built up in my mind is one of the most fearsome fighters of all time. He weighs 132 pounds.
Hey, tiny but mighty.
I mean,
they have different weight classes.
I know, but I'm just 132 pounds. I'm going to fight this kid now.
And he can crush any 10-year-old.
I'm just kidding.
Good for him.
Wow, Graham, raining on his parade.
I'm joking. And he could kick my butt, guaranteed.
He probably can. That's awesome. Congrats to him.
Woo-woo. The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
What are you looking at, Graham?
Are we not going to talk about what's going on
here?
Right?
Did we just
make it through the entire the sign on? Happy Thursday, everyone, and we're not going to talk about what's happening here in studio. How did we make it through that whole segment and nobody mentioned it? I was looking the entire time, someone's going to say something, right?
So
it's a glam session.
I'm getting glammed whilst doing the show this morning. Shout out to
Selena has a makeup artist working on her face right now during the show.
Literally,
it's 6 a.m. Please explain.
Straight after the show, I have to go be in a wedding. So I need to be ready and glammed.
What do you mean a wedding? Weddings are on weekends.
I know, not today's.
What did it? It's Thursday today.
Yep.
Okay, so you're in a wedding today.
I'm in a wedding today.
A bridesmaid.
So
matron of honor.
Oh, matron of honor. Ooh, that's a big deal.
Sounds old.
Wow. Thanks, Graham.
Doesn't when you hear matron of honor, you assume there's someone older.
It does sound old, but that's what you call someone who's married. So.
I know.
Sound old.
Okay, so you're the matron of honor, and why are we doing our makeup at 6 a.m.? Is the wedding at 10 a.m.?
The wedding is at 3.
Okay.
All the other girls are already there, probably up right now getting glammed. I still have to drive there. It's an hour and a half away. I got to go pick up my daughter. So I need to be glammed when I get there. So shout out. Can I give her a shout out without you cutting me off?
Cool.
Dang.
Sure.
Shout out to Xiomara Beauty.
Sure.
Give out your Instagram. Here's the mic.
Beauty by Xiomara.
We'll tag her.
Spell it like you're talking to a white guy.
Xiomara.
Sure. That's exactly what I spelled. All right, so I guess this is just the thing. Jess,
this is a thing.
Tomorrow I'm going to have my personal masseuse come in and give me a massage during the show. And then maybe on Monday you can get your hair done.
Yeah, I do need to get my hair done, so I'll be right here.
We'll all take turns.
All right, it's time for...
Fork!
The four things you need a heads up on to start your day.
All right, so Brian Koberger has been sentenced, you guys. Four consecutive life sentences, which is what they recommended anyways, for the Idaho murders. One life sentence for each of the first-degree murder counts he pled guilty to without the possibility of parole. So goodbye, lock him up, throw away the key.
Scumbag.
He's gone.
All right, let's hope yesterday marked a turning point in the Giants' season. Their offense once again came alive. They scored 9 runs for the 2nd straight game, beating the Braves in Atlanta. The win was noteworthy because pitcher Justin Verlander, he got his first win of the entire season, finally, and newly acquired slugger Rafael Devers blasted 2 home runs as his bat finally seems to be coming alive. Giants now return home to host the Mets for a 3-game series that begins tomorrow.
Don't you
Mets!
Selena!
Wow. Selena!
Disrespect.
Wow, now they're going to lose. Thanks a lot. Another gloomy morning. Mostly cloudy skies in the afternoon. Temperatures will be in the upper 60s to mid 70s. And evening winds will be at around 20 miles per hour.
I can't do the show like this. Selena's sitting here stoically as makeup is applied to her face.
Right? She's
she's trying not to move right now because she doesn't want to mess her up. Hey, Gemini besties.
Hey.
Your day today is going to be a 9. Venus entered your sign earlier this month and brought you magnetism, beauty, and relentless charm. You attract with ease, but more importantly, you begin to feel like yourself again. A fresh chapter is beginning, and the real you is now the main character.
Ooh. Oh, main character vibes.
I didn't understand any of that.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Good morning, JV. Just listening to your broadcast yesterday. I want to talk back about the whole Cali thing. You know, when people ask me where I'm from, I never say I'm from Cali. I always say I'm from the Bay. The reason why I say that is because everyone assumes that I'm from Hollywood, like Los Angeles stuff. So it's much easier to just say you're from the Bay and stuff. Anyway, have a good morning.
That's a good point. Yeah, that's a good point.
True. We were discussing yesterday whether it's cool or not to refer to California as Cali. I think we universally agree you don't call it Cali. But Selena was detailing a story about her recent trip to Vegas. She was at a strip club. And were you getting a lapper at the time?
I actually was.
So you were getting a lapper. And the dancer asked where you're from. And you and your man both said California. As if that, like I said, you could have said an actual city, or in this instance, you should have said the Bay Area.
I could, but she was like, where are y'all from? So I was with a few people and they don't all live in the Bay, so I figured just California. And then she said, oh, where? And then I said the Bay for me.
Got it.
I mean, that makes sense.
It does a little bit.
You know what?
But like,
worry about what you talk about with strippers on your own time, okay? Leave me alone.
Fine.
Oh my God. Well, guys, if you are someone who...
Jess, you ever gotten a lapper before?
I haven't.
Really?
Am I missing out?
Yes.
Yeah.
Really?
Yes.
I mean, something you have to...
I can't imagine, Jess. I'm sorry. I can't imagine you doing that.
I can't either.
She'd be like all... she'd be like sitting like super rigid and then be like... then the dancer would approach over and she'd be like, oh, no. Anyway, something to check off your bucket list at some point.
Okay, I'll add it to the bucket list because it's not on there right now, but I'll add it. But if you are somebody who buys coffee every day, Bethany Frankel is basically calling you dumb. She posted a rant to social media, and here's a little snippet of it.
Oh, hold on. I almost played the Cali talk back. Here we go.
People who spend money out on coffee are stupid. Like, it's bad for the environment. It is a waste of money. Make it at home, make it yourself. But like going out and spending all this money on coffee, especially for young girls.
And then she goes on to just continue to say, it's dumb. If you save that money instead, you multiply it by 365. Eventually, like you'll have a lot more money saved up if you just make your coffee at home. What do you guys think?
It doesn't hit the same at home. That's the problem.
I
never make coffee at home anymore.
I 100% agree with her.
I'm kind of at somewhere in the middle because a lot of people in the comments were saying, hey, like, this is our little treat. With the way the economy is right now, we're not able to, like, you know, do lavish things. But this is the small thing that brings me joy every single day.
I understand some of that. But also, the at-home coffee experience has gotten a lot better. You know,
like
you can make really good.
But are you, like, brewing espresso shots and stuff, Graham? Like, throwing that in there so the coffee actually works?
Right.
Because I'm not. I don't have that.
You can.
I mean, yeah, you can. People do. But then you also need the time.
The little Nespresso machine. They'll say the time. You hit the button and you pop the thing and they hit the button and you got coffee 30 seconds later. It's faster than getting in the car and driving to your local Starbucks. That's for sure.
It would work for you, Graham, because you just drink coffee black.
Yeah, but like on the weekends, you know, my wife and I will like froth the creamer and stuff like that and make it like it's a good looking cup of coffee. It's not. It's nothing.
It just doesn't hit the same. You know.
Well, I fully understand that. Like, if given the choice, like my boring home cup of coffee, or you could go to Starbucks and get whatever you want. Like,
you're gonna choose
the Starbucks.
Yeah.
But then you see the price, and if you're spending $6 or $7 on one cup of coffee, this is the main point that Bethany Frankel is making, is that you're spending that much money each day, and you multiply that out, and had you just taken that amount of money and invested it every single day or at that sum at the end of each month or whatever that you saved and invested it, you'd look back 10 years and be like, whoa, I've got a lot of money here. Like, I'm glad I made the switch to just cup of coffee at home.
I could never.
She comes off a little harsh though, and she's like, you're dumb for doing that. That's a little rude. But it also, the at-home cup, she does mention it is better for the environment, because
that is a good.
You're going
point.
To Starbucks and you're just buying a cup and you're going to throw it into a landfill 10 seconds later.
Yeah.
That's why I'm kind of somewhere in the middle, where I do agree that it's nice to treat yourself every now and then, but I just don't think
I couldn't even afford it every day.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying.
That's a good point. I don't do that every day. Maybe a few times a month.
There's a lot of people that don't pop in for just one cup of coffee a day. They get that morning one, then they get that afternoon one. That's really adding up.
Or like Selena, DoorDash is it for $20 instead of
$7 in fees and the thing. It's a $28.
I don't buy coffee a lot, but when I do, I overspend on DoorDash.
That's ridiculous.
That's ridiculous.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Okay, you guys, how do I look?
Right now?
Kind of crazy.
But you gotta trust the process always.
The process of getting glammed, it's not a pretty one.
You look like drunk sorority friend that just came home from a fun night out at the frat house.
If you're just tuning in, I have my girl Siomata in studio, and she is doing my hair and makeup. I have to be in a wedding this afternoon.
Why does it look
crazy.
Why does it look like you got beat up?
Because that's part of the process.
Why does she have to give you like a black eye? It looks like you were in a fight.
Does it? I haven't seen myself.
Yeah. Someone hit
she
you.
She hasn't concealed the under eyes yet. Obviously, Graham. Hold on. Give me a second. And it's Wild 94.9, the Bay's number one hit music station, the JV Show. I'm Selena.
I'm Graham.
And I'm Jess. And you guys, your wildest dreams can now become a reality.
Yes.
Well, I don't know what you're thinking, Graham.
You just said our wildest dreams will become a reality.
I feel like those would be Graham's dreams.
You know what? Yeah. Do you have, like, spicy dreams?
You never have?
I mean,
only with my man.
Yeah, right. Ever?
Yeah.
You've only ever dreamt about your man ever before.
Obviously. Very faithful.
Yeah. Okay, so you haven't?
Right.
About my man?
I have. those dreams about your man. But not exclusively him. Other people were there, too.
Oh, like who?
Wow.
Yeah, I can't tell you that.
Oh, okay. Well, anyways, your wildest dreams, as in when you're sleeping, like your dreams can now become a virtual reality if you can remember them. So,
I can never remember my dreams. Ever.
Ever?
Ever.
I can.
There are sometimes you wake up with a just vivid memory of a dream, and other times I'm like, I have no clue what that was about. Or it's any memory of even having a dream.
It's always the bad dreams that I remember, not the good ones.
Yeah.
The good ones, I'm like, wow, what was I dreaming about? And then it just never comes to me. But there's something now that's called a dream recorder. So it allows users to see a virtual, like, interpretation of your own dreams. So it does kind of suck that you have to remember the dream in order to be able to use this thing, because...
What do you mean?
I thought I was hooking like a...
Like it was going to tell me what I dreamt about.
I was hooking a VCR up to my head and it was going to record it. Like I could just watch it back on DVR. I can't do that. I have to tell it what I dreamed about. Like, I dreamed I was flying over the Grand Canyon and then it's going to make a video of that? That's
unfortunately,
stupid.
Yes.
Well, that's dumb.
It's not something that's like hooked to your brain and it's like... Getting.
When are we going to come out with that? Because I must know what my husband dreams about.
Why? Is it a lot of grunting and moaning?
I don't know. No, I'm not dancing and moaning. But don't you want to know, like, what is your man dreaming about?
I want to know.
I'll tell you.
Who is he dreaming about?
I will tell you.
I want to know, but I know that it'll make me mad if if he's dreaming with... That's why I have to know. I think I'd rather
not
know.
Even though it's out of his control, I feel like it really is. And we are going to be fighting.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Especially because it's like a first-person view of what he's seen in his dream.
Right.
And it's good.
Oh, and your dreams are like what you really want. So if you're dreaming about that with somebody else.
That kind of did make me question, though, because this thing. So you basically give it a few sentences, right? And then it's supposed to display like a visual representation of your dream. So then I kind of was thinking about it like, hey, if somebody has kind of a sexy dream and they describe that in a few sentences, is it just going to start playing like the nastiness?
Yep.
On the screen. But if you do want to see like sort of a visual representation of it, go to our Instagram story, JV Morning Show, because that's sort of the way that it would show the dream. And it's very like artistic looking, I guess you could say. But I'm assuming you guys are not here for this because it's not something wired to your brain.
I thought it was going to tell me like what I'm dreaming about because I don't know. And it was going to like play it back for me. When are we going to get there?
Well, because this doesn't, what differentiates this between any AI video
generator,
because that's what that is. You're typing in, oh, I want to see a video of a Yeti riding a horse, you know, and like AI spits that back for you right now.
Yeah.
So like I dreamed about a Yeti riding a horse. It's just gonna, it's the exact same thing, right?
Yeah.
So why is this some dream?
I don't like this.
This is not some dream recorder. Until, they can actually...
Yeah. If you want to get fancy with it, I guess, because then you just plug this in next to your nightstand, and then it's ready for you to just record into it and see the vision.
This is dumb. This is so stupid.
It's also
but
kind
you
of
have
expensive.
It right there on the nightstand. You wake up in the night, and you're like, a sausage and a meatball went to an amusement park, and they were riding a roller coaster.
Yes,
and then, I guess. Like, that way you can remember it later.
In the moment.
Right, there we go.
That would be pretty cute. They're like riding this roller coaster. They're like holding hands, like little meatball hands, a little sausage.
Are they saucy?
Hands, like,
and they're like covered screaming. In sauce, so that's like dripping off of them as they're going. Yeah. Oh my God, it's so cute. And then afterwards they go and they look at the pictures of themselves on the ride.
Yes, they buy it and so get matching t-shirts
with
it on
their
it.
Little refrigerator. Yes. Oh my God, that'd be so adorable.
I have that dream all the time. It's great.
Oh God.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
The Weekend here on Wild, the JV Show.
To a podcast from like April 23rd, 2021. And I just want to say, Selena has become her own on the show. Congrats, Selena. Although, Selena, I'll be lying if I didn't say I was kind of looking for the episode where you came in with the cardigan.
Oh, my
Selena,
God.
Selena, I know you remember the cardigan
You do remember the cardigan episode. It's one of the most iconic moments in JV show.
It definitely was.
History, JV and I dying, laughing, tears in our eyes over this.
Tears in my eyes, too, but because I was being made fun of.
Or this cardigan sweater that Selena wore into work one day, and we could not just stop riffing on it.
Let's not listen back to that, please, ever again, and let's just forget that ever happened, yeah? Thank you.
Hottest things trending.
It's all the stuff you need to know. What's hot in music, movies, shows, and the most talked about stories happening today in the Bay.
So Cardi B is being sued for assault and battery. So you guys remember when Cardi was on stage and she threw the mic at someone in the audience?
Mm-hmm.
This was a while ago. This is back in 2023. She was performing at a day party in Vegas. Remember the fan in the crowd threw a cup of water at Cardi?
Yeah.
And that's how Cardi responded, which was crazy because everybody else was throwing like water. They had water bottles and they're splashing water. So
they were trying to cool her off, right? It was a hot day.
Yeah, and that's what that fan was trying to do. She was just joining in and she splashed her cup of water on her and Cardi got so mad. Anyway, so at the time, Cardi was investigated, but the police ended up not charging her. Now the fan, Jane Doe, is suing her for assault, battery, negligence, and more. She says that mic selling for $99,000 shortly after only exacerbated the emotional distress.
It did sell for that much?
I guess so. But it went to some like charity or something like that.
Got it.
Oh.
Who sold it? Cardi did?
No, I think the
somebody else in the crowd,
Wasn't Cardi. It was either the club or it was like the production company that
or promoter
that
or
helps
like
with
that.
Right.
Those
so
day
the woman
parties.
That got drilled by it didn't get to be the one to sell it.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
In
yeah,
other
yeah.
words,
but it went to like the Wounded Warriors Project or something like that.
She threw it pretty hard.
She did, but suing now 2 years later, I don't know. The timing is kind of weird.
The timing is a little weird.
Unless it takes this long, genuinely.
But like. does that really factor in about what had happened? If she sued 2 weeks later, you'd be like, yeah, get your bag, queen. But because she waited 2 years, shouldn't we still be the same incident happened,
no,
right?
Should
we
still
be like,
queen.
Get your bag, queen?
Did she have like severe injuries? I mean, or any injury?
She had the imprint of the microphone, like that metal mesh.
I'm sure
on the
she
end
did,
of
but I don't remember ever seeing pictures right. of her. But yes, but Cardi could be on the line for this now, 2 years later, which is a little crazy. Jason Momoa is doubling down that his son is not a Nepo baby. Let me know what you guys think about this. Remember I told you his son, Nakoa Wolf-Momoa, landed a major role in Dune Part 3.
Yep.
Like, the role is so... He's going to be playing Zendaya and Timothy Chalamet's son.
Whoa.
And everyone's like, okay, you only got this role because of
who
your
dad
is. I feel
like that's a spoiler alert because I just watched Dune 1 the other day on my flight home from Hawaii.
Oh my God, you're so late.
Have you guys watched that
no.
movie? Very good. Dune 1, I was hooked. Like, I'm excited to see it. And then I was pleased to learn that there was a second one already. Yeah.
Yes.
And I'm going to be watching
oh my
that
God.
One. And now you're telling me I'm getting to Dune 3?
Yes.
All right.
Oh my God, Graham, get with the program. Anyways.
Shout out to Frank Herbert who wrote that novel, by the way.
Are you related to him?
That's my grandpa, Frank Herbert.
No,
that
it's not.
Is a lie.
Well, my grandpa's name was Frank Herbert.
And he wrote Dune?
But he's not the Dune author,
okay,
but they
okay,
have the same yeah. name.
So Dune 3 is going to be starring Jason Momoa's son, and Jason is on the red carpet for his new Apple TV show, Chief of War. And he talked to Extra about his son, and he said, yeah, my son's in for a rude awakening because he's only 16, and this is how he's entering the workforce. He said, quote, but it's going to be good. He did it on his own. I don't want to help him. He's done it all on his own, so good for him.
Wait, did he do it on his own?
I'm not buying this because you're telling me this is his first role ever. Like, I've read that he's never starred in anything else. No cameos, no indie films, no guest roles, no TV shows. This is his first role in Dune 3, and he didn't get it because of his name.
Who his dad was.
Right.
I hate to break it to you. Anybody that's 16, you haven't done anything yet all on your own. Nothing.
Thank you.
You legit haven't done anything all on
it's tough.
Your own.
Thank you. Yeah, it's tough to even get a regular job when you have no experience at 16. Now, landing a movie role like this, are you kidding
Come
me?
Come on, yeah.
And I am sure that he did not do the whole process by himself. Like,
no,
oh yeah,
of course
he went
not.
And applied and... did the audition?
Not even that. I would say you did it on your own when you went to the audition under a different name, which a lot of celebrities do because they don't want to be tied to their famous parents.
But still,
do that.
The fact that you got that audition, they don't, you know what I mean? And a lot of these things, you got to know someone or your agent has to be the one to get you in front of those people for that audition. They don't just open it up like it's American Idol and you got 18,000 16-year-olds across the country from every drama club that show up that want that same role. It doesn't work like that.
Dang it. All right, so we're not buying this. Jason Momoa is a liar. Graham, what do you have?
All right, Northern California Safeway workers say they are prepared to go on strike starting this weekend if a deal isn't made, and it's not made fast. Union leaders for thousands of Safeway workers are currently negotiating with the company for better pay, better benefits, and they say that if a new deal isn't reached by Friday at midnight, then the workers, they're walking out. They're hitting the picket line. What do we want?
Better pay.
Well,
money?
Better donuts. The Safeway donuts, I feel like, are never... There's something missing, right, with the Safeway donuts?
Well, they're get the chocolate one? The chocolate one's delicious.
They're good, but they're not as good as, like, a donut shop donuts. You know what I mean?
No, I would agree with
so
that.
What do we want? Better donuts!
Softer donuts.
When do we want them?
Now!
Anyway, well, they're striking for better pay and better wages. I'd like better Safeway donuts. unclear how this walkout would affect your local Safeway store, but I doubt that they're prepared with enough temporary staff members to continue to operate even semi-normally. Safeway is owned by Albertsons, and these negotiations sound drunk, are affecting more than 25,000 workers. So it's a
crazy
big deal. I would assume that a deal gets done.
And we obviously stand
But I assumed that about the garbage worker strike, and that
true.
Thing dragged on for about 2 weeks, and garbage was piling up around the Bay Area. So I don't know. But to Jess's point, yes, we stand with our workers.
We
give them the better
do.
Pay, get them the
and
better benefits,
donuts.
And the better donuts.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Before we get to what the bleep, we were just talking about Jason Momoa denying his kid is a Nepo baby, despite his son, who's 16, landing a major role in the next Dune film.
Morning, JV Show. Ooh, you're talking about my man this morning. Yes, his son obviously got the part because of him and his wife being the parents. But what I think Jason meant was that he didn't actually put in the work to get him the audition or get him into the role. I think that's what he meant. But the son was actually in that movie, Minecraft. He played the younger version of Jason Momoa in there. And then I think he did, like, a little things when he was a kid, but that's about it.
Okay, but all things that he only got hired because... he's Jason Momoa's son. As long as we all agree on that.
Yeah, I mean...
And that's fine. Hey, if I was a celebrity, I would want the same for my kids. I'd be like, here, use my name. Go far.
I think it's fun. Yeah, and I think it's fine. It's inevitable, right? It'd be hard not to.
Yeah.
He opened the door. Let your kid do the work. I think...
That's fair.
That's the way to say it. Like, he helped open the door for him, but his kid put in all the work, you know, and excelled at his craft and acting, and that's why he got the role. But the door was open for him because of it.
All right, now to What the Bleep. It's where you can win a JV Show Chug Mug. You just have to be the first person to guess today's bleeped out word. As always, when you think you know what it is, run on over to the iHeartRadio app and use that talkback mic to leave your guess. Are you guys ready for today's clip?
Sure.
I ate so much in Vegas, and one of the times I barely remember because I was like blacked out.
Oh,
true story.
To file a report. All right, think about what that.
I should be the one filing a report. I was blacked out.
Well, that's what I'm saying. You should file a report, maybe. All right, think about what that bleeped out word could be. Remember, first and foremost, this is a family show, so make sure your guess is PG. When you formulated that guess in your mind, just blurt it out into the talkback mic on the iHeartRadio app.
Yep.
Leave us your name and your city along with that guess. We want to be able to shout you out when you win, but only the first correct answer in the morning gets a JV Show Chug Mug.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
The JV Show, I'm Selena.
I'm Graham.
And I'm Jess.
Hi, good morning, JV family. This is Emily from Vallejo, and I just wanted to wish my husband a happy 45th birthday. It has just been wonderful having you in my life. I'm so happy to celebrate you. And today's your day. Happy birthday, sweetheart. I love you.
That's very sweet. Happy birthday.
She forgot to include his name.
Oh, that's right.
I was going to be like, happy birthday, Skip or Ted or John? Whatever his name is.
Yeah. Dang it.
Just happy 45th birthday, sweetheart.
Sweetheart.
Who gives a birthday? Fart?
Also hope you win this chug mug. We're playing What the Bleep, where all you have to do is be the first person to guess today's bleeped out word correctly. As always, when you think you know what it is, leave your guess on the talkback mic on the new and improved iHeartRadio app. In case you missed today's clip, here it is. I ate so much in Vegas, and one of the times I barely remember because I was like blacked out. Now, just remember, this is a family show.
Yeah,
okay, so
seriously.
Keep your sick guesses to yourself, you weirdos.
Good morning, JV Show. This is Kimberly from San Jose. My guess is steak. Have a good day, guys.
Steak. Oh, I love me a well-done steak. You
Selena,
guys know that.
Did you eat any steak while you're in Vegas?
Steak. What? Excuse me?
Steak. Did you eat any steak while you're in Vegas?
I did not have any steak.
Okay.
No, did not.
Good morning, JV Show. This is Grace from San Bruno. I think the bleeped out word is junk food. Have a nice day.
Junk food.
Selena, do you eat any junk while you're in Vegas?
I feel like everything I feel like everything I ate was junk.
Oh.
Food.
Wow.
But that's not the word
okay,
this morning.
Got it.
Good morning, JV Show. This is Christina from Sunnyvale. I think the bleeped out word is sushi. Have a good day.
Ooh, I love sushi.
Do you need big girthy sushi rolls while you're in Vegas?
No, sadly I did not.
Oh my god,
there's
when
some
you're
good
drunk
spots out there.
When you're drunk though, sushi tastes so good. Well, I mean it tastes
everything
so good.
Everything tastes good when
yeah,
you're
drunk. Yeah, that's true.
All right, continue to get those guesses in. What do you think today's bleeped out word is? We're gonna play more talkbacks coming up next year on the JV Show.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
We're playing What the Bleep, trying to give you this JV Show chug mug. As always, you just have to be the first person to guess today's bleeped out word. If you missed today's clip, here it is.
I ate so much in Vegas, and one of the times I barely remember because I was like blacked out.
Ate so much.
Not good.
All right, let's go
it's
to your
like
guesses.
It's all over your face.
Probably.
Wake up smelling it the next day.
Yeah. All right, remember this is a family show.
Oh.
Okay, let's go to your guesses.
Good morning, JV Show. This is Gio from San Jose. I think the bleep that word is tacos. You can never go wrong with eating so many tacos when you're drunk. Thank you. Have a great day.
Ooh, love tacos. But
great guest. Very popular guest this morning. I mean, there probably is no better drunk food, right?
I know. But no, that's not the correct answer. Dang it.
Hi, Selena. Hi, Rand. Hi, Jess. My name is Aubrey, and my guess is crab.
I couldn't tell if she said crap or crab. Either way,
crab.
Answer the question. Did you eat any crap while you're in Vegas, or did you eat any crab while you're in Vegas?
Neither.
Really?
No.
You love crab legs.
I
That's
love
like your
crab
number
legs.
One food.
I know.
A lot of places you could have got that,
I
or
will,
crabs
like,
plural.
Destroy a crab.
Yeah.
boil, seafood boil. But no, dang it, I did not have one of those.
Morning, JV Show. It's Jonathan from San Carlos. What do we do in Vegas? We eat at a buffet. I think the bleeped out word is buffet. Make it a great day. Thanks.
Oh, that's a good buffet. Guess.
That was probably the most popular guess.
No,
that came in
we did not
morning.
Hit up a buffet in Vegas.
Not even once?
No, I mean, we were only there for like a day.
Yeah, I guess that's break. Right. Yeah.
But no, no buffet.
Morning, JV Show. This is Tariq from Brentwood. Hope you guys are having a great Thursday morning. I think the bleeped out word today is pizza. All right, guys. Hope you guys have a good day. Take care.
There it is. Here's today's clip unbleeped.
I ate so much pizza in Vegas. And one of the times I barely remember because I was like blacked out. So good, though.
We stayed at the Aria and they have a pizza spot in there. So it was really easy to just stop by and like grab a slice. So we get to Vegas, pizza.
Yeah.
Next day, pizza. We're about to go out. Pizza. That's the time I don't remember eating it.
Cruising back to the room after the pizza. Club or whatever. Pizza.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Drunk pizza is the best. All right. Let's give some shout outs. First, actually, Selena, you know who you should shout out right now? Because your face is really rounding into form right now.
It is looking good.
Selena's in here getting her makeup done right now while we are doing the show. I'm impressed by your ability to focus and multitask. Let me just say that.
Thank you so much. Your makeup
artist, you want to shout her out because she's doing some incredible work.
Yeah, her name is Xiomara. She does bridal makeup. I am going to be in a wedding today. So can you give out your Instagram?
Beauty by Xiomara, Xiomara.
Yeah. Xiomara, X-I-O.
Go give her a follow because if you had seen what Selena looked like this morning when she rolled in here, oh my.
Hey, you know, but that's fast.
And then what she's turned into. I'm kidding.
No, but it's true.
I'm joking.
She's actually tagged on our Instagram story. So if it's easier, just go to JB Morning Show and you can find her page right there.
There you go. All right, now let's give some actual shout outs for What the Bleep game. Tark and Brentwood, what's up? Tark, what's up? He had the very first correct answer this morning, which again was pizza. And he's getting himself a brand new JB Show chug mug. A few other people came with the correct answer this morning. Our buddy David in Richmond. What's up, David? What's up? He had it. So did Celine in Napa. Andrew in Hayward had it. So did Ricky in San Jose. What's up, Ricky? What's up? And Katie in Antioch came with the correct answer. Am I forgetting anybody, Jess? Because I feel like that was everybody.
That was it.
A lot of great guesses this morning. Yep. I thought there we would have had more on pizza because pizza is such a good job.
Yeah. All right. Well, thank you, everybody, for playing.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
I know we have Eric on hold. Eric, if you can hear me, do not hang up.
Stay right there, Eric. Don't be scared.
Have a talk back before we get to the Yup Nope game.
Good morning, JV Show. We wanted to give a special shout out to Xiomara, who's in studio today. I have our daughter here who wants to say something to mommy.
Love my mommy.
Hope you guys all have a good day.
So cute.
Yes, Selena is getting her makeup done and hair done as we speak. You're putting on a great show despite, you know, being in the chair right now
getting it done.
And you're looking pretty good, Selena.
Full of transformation.
Thank you. All I'm thinking is like, wow, this is how the Kardashians feel every single day. Like they just get glammed in their sleep.
Isn't it nice?
Must be nice.
Glam squad. Yeah, Selena's going to a wedding later today. That's why she's getting glammed.
I'm in the wedding today.
Oh, you're in it. Sorry. Yeah.
All right, we have Eric on hold. Sorry for the wait, Eric. How are you?
Good, and you?
We're good. Thank you so much. All right, we know you want some tickets. You are on to play the JV Show's Yup Nope game. Here's how it works. We're going to ask you 4 random trivia questions. If you can get 3 correct, you're going to get tickets for
Catronata and Justice.
All right, are you ready?
Yeah, I'm ready with my wife and 3 kids are in the car. They're excited.
I love it. It's a team effort. Just make sure when you think you know the answer, you got to blurt it out quick so you don't run out of time, okay? And no cheating.
Right.
All right.
All right.
No. Okay.
Okay. Here's question number 1. What bird is the national bird of the United States?
The bald eagle.
Yeah.
All right. There we go.
Yep. The bald eagle. All right. Question number 2. Before creating the first flying machine, what kind of shop did the Wright brothers own?
Was it an automobile?
Nope. It's a good guess. It was a bike shop. They had made and repaired bicycles.
Yep.
Bike shop.
All good. You're still in the game, though. You're allowed to miss 1. Here's question number 3. On a standard traffic light, is the red light at the top or at the bottom?
Not top.
Yep.
I don't think I would have known that.
Why was that kind of a
a trick question?
I know, it really was.
I don't know, but I like picture it. I kind of picture
My phone in my back doesn't drive. It was like, it's at the bottom. Trust me. I'm like, oh.
They're in the car right now, furiously looking for an intersection.
Yeah, like, it seems like it should be at the bottom.
Nobody should be at the top, like, the letting top. You know, like, you gotta stop. It's the most important one, right?
I
don't know. I kind of pictured it at the bottom, too. All right, question number four. You guys need this one to win the game. What viral video challenge back in 2014 raised millions of dollars for ALS research? This went viral. This challenge.
I'm fucking challenge.
There you go.
Yes. Easy peasy. You guys just won two tickets to see Kate Renata and Justice on October 22nd at the Oakland Arena. Congrats. Woo! Right.
We did it for the Raider Nation. Thank you.
Hold on. Congratulations. All right. Eric and family, hang on for that winning.
They don't care about no tickets. They're just proud to be from the Raider Nation.
I couldn't wait
Raiders.
To say that. Oh, my gosh. Graham, do we have some shout-outs?
Just one today. Okay. Husbands in my DMs. I got one that says, hey, Graham, my wife and I listen to the show every day on our way to work. Even in the summer, we're real ones. Yes, you are. Thank you. We may stay employed because of you. My wife is a great doctor. She can freeze off more of Selena's sister's warts anytime. I use air quotes
around.
I
will let her know.
Sister there. Amazing mom to our two kids and the best wife a guy can ever ask for. Happy birthday, Lilene. We also podcast. You can shout her out anytime. Thank you. And that's from husband Dan. So yes, happy birthday.
Happy birthday. Lilene,
hope you have a amazing birthday day.
Who gives a fart?
Oh, that's a great point.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Good morning, JV Show. I just wanted to shout out Ciamara, too. She did my makeup for my wedding in 2019. Selena, you're going to look amazing today. And Selena, you also emceed my wedding. I know you've done a ton of those, but ours was the one with Lucille. So I hope you remember
it.
It was a fun night.
I do.
And thank you both for making it special. Love you guys.
Wait, yeah, Lucille from the Giants?
Yes, was at the wedding.
How?
Is he related?
They just got connections. Yeah, I think it was like a second cousin or something like that.
Really?
Yeah, I don't
How
know.
How fun. You emceed that wedding. And Selena getting her hair and makeup done in studio all morning during the show this morning. It's a JV show first. She's in a wedding later today. Of honor. And Ciamara is getting more shout outs. I remember, like, you know, Jess had a birthday and she got like one or two talkback shout outs. And Ciamara's already gotten like four or five shout outs for her makeup abilities.
Yeah. And if you want to check out her Instagram, I'm telling you, she's like the best to do it here in the Bay. So we have her tagged on our Instagram story. Just go to JV Morning Show.
Hottest things trending.
It's all the stuff you need to know. What's hot in music, movies, shows, and the most talked about stories happening today in the Bay.
And trending is sponsored by the new thought-provoking exhibition at the Exploratorium Adventures in AI, now through September 14th. Bro!
Bro Cephas.
Bruh.
Brohamian.
Brody.
Bro man.
Bro
woman. Man.
Did you see this picture of Kim Kardashian in that, like, Moogler?
Dude, Mugler.
Whatever, bodysuit thing. I don't know. I honestly don't know how to say that brand. But
I don't even know what those words you guys said to me just now. But
go to JV Morning Show. That's our Instagram. It's our story. This is, like, her waist is so
non-existent.
It's more cinched and teeny tiny than the time she wore that corset thing to the Met Gala. Do you remember that?
Yes.
Was that the Marilyn Monroe dress? No.
And
that
didn't she say when she did that, like, it caused her, like, lasting physical pain and stuff like that?
This one has to be incredibly painful. So whatever look, I don't know what to call this thing, but this look originally debuted in 98 as part of, how do you say this? Mugler?
I think it's Mugler.
I'm going to call it Mugler.
I'm going to say Mugler.
It debuted in 98 as part of their fall winter collection back then. And Kim, for whatever reason, is bringing it back. Look at her waist.
Oh, my God.
This doesn't look healthy.
How crazy is that?
I kind of do like the outfit, though.
No, it's cute. She looks cute. But, like, I would die.
Where would you wear this?
I don't know.
Obviously.
To the movies?
To the grocery store.
You couldn't eat one piece of popcorn at the movies. This thing would explode.
Well, you would have to stay standing. There's no way you can sit in this.
Oh, good point. Yeah.
Go check it out. Again, our Insta's JV Morning Show. All right. We don't talk about Fat Joe a lot on the JV Show, but I thought this was too crazy. So he has his podcast, Joe and Jada. He does it with Jadakiss. And he admitted that he has, like, a serious real life addiction to Diet Pepsi, you guys.
Okay.
Really?
He says he drinks between 30 and 40 a day.
No! 30 and 40? 40?
A day.
No, I don't believe it.
This dude has between 30 and 40 fridge cigarettes a day?
Fridge cigarettes?
Haven't you heard him called that?
No.
That's like the new, that's the new term. Mostly, a lot of people call Diet Cokes that because people have these addictions just like him.
Oh my God.
And they're constantly going to the fridge to get a fridge cigarette, which is Diet Coke, or he's saying Diet Pepsi, right?
Yeah.
But it's just, it's the same thing. It's fulfilling addiction need. And people are, my wife constantly going to the fridge for a fridge cigarette.
Seriously?
Yeah. She just lately has gotten addicted, you guys. And I keep telling her, like, you got to stop. She doesn't have that many, but like, you know, in the afternoon, it's that time, just have a cold fridge cigarette.
This is so weird. Yeah, so you don't believe him? You think he's lying? Like, why would he lie? He says he knows he has a problem, 30 to 40 a day. He said if he went to the doctor, God forbid, and they told him, hey, you have a problem, like health problems due to Diet Pepsi, he still said, like, they're not stopping me. Like, I would just have to take it.
Oh, no.
Isn't that crazy?
I just like the, almost just the volume of liquid. It seems hard to drink that. That much liquid. I mean, Selena, you used to bring a water jug in here trying to, you know, have this facade that you were being healthy, and you would try to drink.
I had my healthy moment.
And you would try to drink that much water in a day, and that was hard.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And that 40 Diet Pepsis is more than what was in whatever little jug you're at, and
he's
you could
also
never
a big
finish
guy.
That jug. I get it, but that's a lot of liquid.
I would believe it if he said like 30 to 40 a week.
No, he says a day. I mean, like, why would he lie about this? So, I mean, I believe him. Like,
how many ounces of the... If you could just get your calculator out really quick, Jess.
Is there
12 ounces is a can of Diet Pepsi.
Okay,
and
30.
Times 30 or 4. Let's say times 40 because he's saying it goes to 40
to
sometimes.
40, yep.
How many ounces of liquid is that?
Oh, 480.
480 ounces?
Yeah.
Like, that's, I don't know.
Is it the mini?
Haven't you had times when you've gone out and had a bunch of beers? And, I mean, you're in the bathroom all night, just like every time you just got to keep going, right? And that's like you probably having 5 or 6 beers, right? And I've had nights where, look, I've probably had 20 beers. And you know what I mean? That's a lot of liquid. And this dude's having 30 or 40
Diet Pepsis a day.
Maybe it's the minis. The mini is a 7.5.
That's what my wife...
I don't see him do it. He doesn't seem like a mini Pepsi type of guy.
My wife does the mini fridge cigarettes. Just those little cans. They're
those
so
are cute.
I love
like
those little cans.
It's like a little shot. Like,
yeah.
Hey.
So you saying fridge cigarettes just makes me think that she's actually smoking. Like,
no,
she's by the
not,
fridge.
But I feel like people treat it that same way. It's like they need that smoke break, but instead now it's that they need that Diet Coke break. And yeah, you just hit a quick fridge cigarette
anyways.
And just go about your day.
So that's Fat Joe and his fridge cigarette addiction. Wow.
I love that term.
Graham, what do you have?
All right, take a moment and say your goodbyes to the Burritozilla. After 32 years in business, Iguana's restaurant in downtown San Jose, home of the Burritozilla, is closing up shop for good.
No.
Their last day serving food is going to be this Sunday, the 27th, so go pay them a visit. This is the third Iguana's location to go out of business this year. They closed their East San Jose and Santa Clara locations earlier this year. The Burritozilla is a 5-pound behemoth that is 18 inches long and sells for $49. It's been featured on the TV show Man vs. Food. Joey Chestnut, our buddy, Bay Area legend. He's not our buddy. I heard he's kind of a jerk, but he's the best competitive eater on the planet. He ate the entire thing in 2 minutes.
Oh my God. What is wrong with him?
Which is crazy. I do think I could eat one. I kind of want to.
You should. One last
I feel
time.
Like I could eat one. I feel like I
When's
could.
When's the last day?
I could finish one. It's this Sunday.
Oh.
The Burritozilla also served for a couple seasons, I believe, at Levi's Stadium. I don't.
Oh, that's pretty
so maybe
cool.
Someone could verify that, but I think they were on the menu there for at least a little while. With the closure, Iguana's will just have one location remaining open, and sadly for us, it's in Texas. I think it's in San Antonio, so they'll have that one. Now there is
there.
A little bit of controversy because apparently that Santa Clara location that they closed earlier this year, somebody bought that space and then just reopened it as Iguana's, and I don't know if they still serve the Burritozilla, but the original Iguana's people are like, that's not us. We sold the business. We did not sell the brand. We didn't sell. And it sounds like there's a little bit of drama there. I don't know the full story there, but that sounds a little strange because people might be like, what? No, Iguana's is still open here in Santa Clara. That's a different one, apparently. But they're just using the
weird.
Same name. I don't get it.
Okay.
Either way, the OG Burritozilla spot, no more. 32 years in business. So if you want to go get one last Burritozilla, you got until
That's
Sunday.
So sad. And it looks like Levi Stadium did serve those burritos in 2019.
I'm just going to shut up.
Thank you. Please. No, I'm just
kidding. Give me one of those burritos.
Next on the JV show, we have your chance to win some crazy cash. Plus, we are talking to Perez Hilton.
The JV show on Wild 94.9.
Wrap it up, Shakira. Wrap it up. We got an important
All right,
guest.
Enough. We know it's a throwback Thursday. It is Wild 94.9, the JV show. I'm Selena.
I'm Graham.
And I'm Jess. We got your crazy cash on standby. It's your chance to win $1,000. Also, 820 tickets for Lil Tecca. But right now, let's bring on Perez Hilton.
Good morning.
Hello, good morning.
Hi, thank you so much for being on. Okay, there's a lot to unpack here.
Yes.
We have been following here on the JV show all the drama with Blake Lively and Justin Baldoni from the very beginning. Thanks to you. Obviously, you keep us updated and in the loop on all things going on. For those who don't know, Perez is the
OG.
The OG blogger. The person who knows everything about pop culture. You really are great at what you do. And the reason why I wanted to bring you on this morning is because I saw that you posted that Blake Lively subpoenaed you.
What?
She did, yes. You know, it's funny because she's not just subpoenaed me, she's subpoenaed dozens of content creators and journalists, people with really small followings, because she's convinced in her reasoning for doing this, she believes that her director or credited director, because she took over directing of the movie, basically, Justin Baldoni, she's alleged that he has nefariously been paying content creators to release negative videos and negative stories about her. She refuses to accept that us and the public have formed opinions on their own. And that's really the crux of it all. Nobody paid me. I'm telling you right now, nobody paid me. Nobody told me to smear her on anybody else's behalf. And I haven't done that. I and others have just shared our opinions.
Okay, so my takeaway is, because a lot of times, and we've gone back and forth as we've heard new details emerge in this case, and originally like, we're Team Blake Lively, and then we're like, no, we're Team Justin, then we're Team we've gone back and forth, but as I'm hearing your voice, I'm getting that you are more Team Justin in this, and that you think what she's doing right now is just kind of ludicrous, like you're just reporting on the stories and then giving your own opinion.
No, I would say I'm Team the Truth. That's what matters to me, and that's where I've always stood. And like a lot of people, and yourselves perhaps also as well, I believed Blake Lively after I read her CRD complaint in December and her suit against Justin Baldoni, which she filed on New Year's Eve. I will never forget that. Like, great, giving me all this extra hard work on New Year's Eve, but I'm enjoying things. You know, and the main reason I thought that was, wow, this is explosive, but I don't believe she would put this in a legally binding document if she didn't have the proof to back it up in court. But then I read Justin Baldoni's complaint and his amended complaint with the unedited text messages, even more emails and texts and what appeared to be a true accounting of what really happened. And I'm like, oh my gosh, I can't believe I got this so wrong.
That's exactly the motions that we went through here on the JV show as well. If you're just tuning in, we're talking to Perez Hilton, who has been subpoenaed by Blake Lively. So do you feel like her subpoenaing, that's a crazy word, not only you, but all these other bloggers and content creators, do you feel like she's just kind of reaching now? Like I said, there was a smear campaign. Now I have to find like whatever evidence I can to back up my claims?
Definitely. I believe that my opinion, as many others think, it's a fishing expedition as well. You know, she doesn't have the evidence of this smear campaign.
This is crazy.
And it's crazy, too, because over the last few days, multiple content creators and journalists have submitted motions to quash Blake Lively's subpoena. Mine is in the works. It's coming. Oh. And there's so many deficiencies and issues with what she serves. for me, she did serve me directly, but a lot of these other folks, she served Google there in Northern California. She served X. She served TikTok. And
you can do that?
Like I mentioned,
wow. I thought it had to be in person.
No, no. She's suing these companies to get information on their users. Which, you know, it's sad because these companies should be trying to protect their users. They haven't done anything illegal. And what Blake Lively is asking is just, I think, like you mentioned, a reach and unethical.
Now, one of the things that you mentioned.
She's asking for banking information.
What?
She's asking for banking information, trying to prove that, oh, these people got paid. The banking information of a YouTuber is not for you to get. It's not irrelevant.
And yeah.
It's crazy that the judge has allowed all of this. A lot of people have also been questioning the ethical behavior, questionable, of this judge.
That's what, I mean, that's what I'm thinking as you're saying this, because shouldn't there be some credible lead piece of evidence pointing to the fact that we do need to see the bank record because we are fairly certain there's this payment. It sounds like they're just, like you said, it's just fishing. They're just casting a net, see if they can come back with any little shred of evidence somewhere. But you should have to have, for a judge to issue a subpoena, like there should have to be some credible reason for that. And it sounds like she doesn't have that.
I mean, the reason is, oh, that person said something mean about me.
Oh, God. So and have then, so many other people on the internet.
I don't get subpoenaed. I've said a lot.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Watching those videos that resurfaced of Blake, I guess those just hurt her feelings, but those were your own actions. That was you sitting in on that interview that was rude to that person.
Yep.
I don't
and
know.
And I'll just give you a little spoiler.
Please.
Spoiler alert.
I think despite all of this, she and Justin Baldoni, Blake Lively, and her nemesis are going to settle this lawsuit before it goes to trial. Right now, the scheduled start date is March of 2026. It is possible that that gets delayed further. However, right now it's all just theater and lawyering. And the lawyers are the real winners here because they're making billions upon millions of dollars
yes.
from each side who have, you know, just untold amount of money. Ryan Reynolds, Blake Lively's husband, is bankrolling her. And Steve Sarowitz, this billionaire and the co-founder of Justin Baldoni's production company / studio, Wayfarer, he's bankrolling all of the Wayfarer parties. So, you know, and actually that's really sad and just a blessing too, because if Justin Baldoni did not have the financial support of this billionaire, Steve Sarowitz, he would have just capitulated and given Blake Lively anything she wanted to avoid these millions of dollars in legal expenses.
Yep. You know,
millions.
That's true.
I don't know the exact number, but right as of, you know, December last year till now, they've each spent millions. It's these expensive lawyers in Los Angeles and New York and Washington, D.C., they charge over $1,000 an hour, and each side has a team of lawyers.
It's crazy.
How much money is involved in this? Again, Perez Hilton, thank you so much for being on. I do have one final question, just because you mentioned that your motion to have the subpoena dismissed is in the works right now, but other content creators and YouTubers and all that, they've already filed theirs. Have you heard anything about the judge actually dismissing some of these?
No, but it should be, especially the fact that some of the content creators, like this one named Ashley Fudge, I don't remember her last name, and another one named Leanne. Ashley is Canadian, and Leanne is from the UK, and neither of those are under jurisdiction of a U.S. subpoena. So, you know, in order to get their information, you have to go about it in a different way. So hopefully YouTube, and X respect the international law and don't, you know, let Blake Lively finesse this unethically.
It's so crazy, everything that's happening. How do you even stay on top of everything? I feel like every day there's a new story. Now Justin's filed this and then Blake said this. I can't even keep up. It's a lot.
Well, I don't want to tell you the truth. I've been sleeping like 4 hours a night. It's not healthy. It's not sustainable.
Oh, no. because of this.
For real, I'm not even exaggerating.
No, I believe
it. Yeah, I got literally this today. I went to bed at about 3:37 a.m. and I slept less than 4 hours. I slept 3 hours and 59 minutes. So, but if people are enjoying my content and they want to support, I have a podcast here with iHeart, part of the iHeart Podcast Network. It's the Perez Hilton Podcast with Chris Booker. Check that out. And of course, my website is still around, and then my YouTube, and I'm everywhere on social media. So your support would be greatly appreciated.
Yes. All right, Perez Hilton, we're going to let you go back to bed.
Yeah, go back to sleep. Yeah.
Thank you so much for being on.
I can't go record my podcast.
Oh, my God. Hey, we know the feeling, okay? Yeah. Hey, well, you have a good one. Thanks so much.
Have a good one. Bye.
Bye. That is insane.
Oh, my God.
I mean, just hearing that and just hearing, like, I still wonder if they could, and I think he's right. I think they're going to settle this thing out of court because I just think it just ends up becoming even worse for them. But part of me is, and hearing that and what Blake Lively's doing, I think if she could time machine back and never do this, I think she would. But now that she's in it, I think she's in too deep. And
I
now
think,
she like is hell bent on winning. So part of me thinks maybe this does go the distance.
See, that's what I was thinking too, because part of me is like, if they are going to settle eventually, why not just do it right now? Is she going to fight till the last second?
They're both being so stubborn. That's what it is. Neither one wants to be wrong.
Yeah.
You know, in settling, it's kind of like backing down in a way.
But
they're two arrogant celebrities. That's the problem.
They're just both losing so much the more time goes on.
And they have the money. Like he said, they have the money to do it. Most people would be like, this legal fight has bankrupted my entire life. I've got to bow out. But they don't. They keep going.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Good morning, JV Show. I just wanted to shout out Ciamara, too. She did my makeup for my wedding in 2019. Selena, you're going to look amazing today. And Selena, you also emceed my wedding. I know you've done a ton of those, but ours was the one with Lucille. So I hope you remember it. It was a fun night.
I do.
And thank you both for making it special. Love you guys.
Wait, Lucille from the Giants?
Yes, was at the wedding.
How?
Is he related?
They just got connections. Yeah, I think it was like a second cousin or something like that.
Really?
Yeah, I don't know.
How fun. You emceed that wedding. And I did. Selena getting her hair and makeup done in studio all morning during the show this morning. It's the JV Show first. She's in a wedding later today. Of honor. And Ciamara is getting more shout outs. I remember, like, you know, Jess had a birthday and she got like one or two talkback shout outs. And Ciamara's already gotten like four or five shout outs for her makeup abilities.
Yeah. And if you want to check out her Instagram, I'm telling you, she's like the best to do it here in the Bay. So we have her tagged on our Instagram story. Just go to JV Morning Show. We were talking earlier about Fat Joe claiming he drinks 30 to 40 Diet Pepsis a day.
This is Dr. Buddy Lee. Hearing you tell this story about Fat Joe and all those Diet Pepsis, I mean, his bladder's got to be on fire. He's got to be in the bathroom a lot. His bladder's singing that song by Alicia Keys. His bladder is on fire.
This bladder's on fire.
You think he just like pulls a Dwayne Johnson and just goes,
was Jess
goes
singing
and
on
bottles?
That? I couldn't hear Jess singing. Jess, were you singing?
I was.
Try it again.
This bladder's on fire. His bladder's on fire.
All right, that's enough. Poor Ciamara. She's in here with no headphones on, so she's just hearing me and Jess howl like a couple of dying dogs.
I apologize.
That was good.
I apologize.
Thank you, Dr. Buddy Lee.
Where's my jewelry?
I'll be back real soon.
Can we talk?
All right, so for those who don't know, our very own Jess, she is engaged now. She is a fiance.
Woo-hoo!
What do you think about this new trend? Has to do with honeymoons. You guys are going on a honeymoon.
Right.
Obviously. I mean, how can you not? Well, there's this new thing. People are talking about it on Reddit and like, hey, is this normal? This is what a lot of people are doing now.
Okay.
They're bringing their parents along with them.
Oh, no.
What?
It's going to be a no.
The honeymoon?
Parents are going on honeymoons.
Why?
It's supposed to be Smash Fest. Some...
Literally.
Some are justifying it like, well, they're paying for it, so they're like staying in a separate room or whatever, but they're on the trip with them.
But no, they didn't get married. Yeah. I just got married, so I'm supposed to enjoy my honeymoon away from everybody else.
But we know that you are like a mommy's girl. What if your mom really wanted to go?
That's true.
I'm going to have to say,
you would say no?
Hand me the shotgun, Graham.
I'm a mommy.
You're going to shoot her?
No, I'm not going to shoot her. Oh my God. No, I meant like,
like, bye, Justin's mom.
No. I'm shooting down this idea.
Yeah, but now, what if mom's like, you won't even see me. I'll be at the resort. We'll meet up. You know, you're going to be there for a week. We'll do one dinner together. I just want to, I haven't gotten to go on a trip, and I was very involved in the wedding planning, and I'm burned out too, and I could use a trip. And
then go another time.
Or what if your fiance's parents are like, hey, we want to go. Would you have the balls to say no to my face?
Jess just shot both of them.
But stop.
Stop Menendezing them.
Seriously.
Oh, my God.
Is that a verb?
Oh, that would be really tough because I wouldn't want to be the one to be like, hey, sorry, your parents can't come. But I would hope that he would understand this is our time because especially right after the wedding, hello, we just, you know.
What if they just showed up as a surprise?
Yeah. Be like, surprise. Like, we've booked all sorts of activities. No. Jet skiing, whale watching. No.
Smashing.
And
whoa!
In neighboring rooms, obviously.
Yeah, with the adjoining door that they're going to keep open the entire time to make sure no funny business is happening.
No, that would be a no for me. And it would be really tough for me to have to tell them that if they really wanted to go. Both, like, my parents and his parents. But we would have to have a strict no parents rule.
Okay. I wouldn't go. I would quit. I wouldn't go if my parents wanted to go.
I would trick them and be like,
for it? What if you could not afford to go on a honeymoon? You could only afford to go to the Great Wolf Lodge, or you could go to Maui, but they're going to foot the bill and they will be there. Which are you choosing?
Oh my God. Okay.
I'm going to Maui.
Really?
Yeah. With the parents?
Yeah, whatever. I'll see them down by the pool. I'll put some Mai Tais on their bar tab. Like, no big deal. Whatever. They're not, as long as we're not staying in the same room.
See, I couldn't do that.
Smash
this
on.
This is like romantic vacay time. Yeah. Maybe it's my first time wearing a thong bathing suit. Mind your business. I don't want to be doing that around my dad.
Would that be your first time or have you before?
No, I have it. I told you it's on my bucket list.
You have it, Selena. This has to be.
We're getting sidetracked. We're getting sidetracked.
Okay, right,
Jess,
right.
Great Wolf Lodge for your honeymoon or Maui, but the parents are with you.
Okay. Can I avoid them completely on the
You can try,
Maui
but
trip?
You can't control their actions. They might pop up for brunch.
They're going to be at the pool sunbathing next
year. You know
year.
What? I'll do Maui.
Yeah.
Maui's okay. Beautiful.
All right.
Hottest things trending.
It's all the stuff you need to know. What's hot in music, movies, shows, and the most talked about stories happening today in the Bay.
Oh my God, you guys. I was going to lead with Glorilla's arrest. I'll still give you details on that in just a second. But breaking news this morning. Everyone listen up. Hulk Hogan has passed away.
Oh, Hulk Hogan?
No. Hulk Hogan has passed away. Yeah, at 71 years old. 71. I am reading the report here for the first time off TMZ. That medics were dispatched to his home in Florida early this morning. Operators stated that it was regarding a cardiac arrest. That's what they got the call for. Police cars and EMTs rushed to the home and he was carried out on a stretcher and into an ambulance. And now there's reports that he has passed. He's passed. Yeah.
So sad. 71. So first we lose Ozzy Osbourne at what? Just 70.
No, we lost Theo Huxtable.
That's right. And then Alex the Great.
Malcolm Jamal Warner just
Alex
gave us
the
his
Great.
Real name. But
Alex the Great was
the bunny.
4-year-old Flemish giant rabbit that we lost, a Bay Area icon. And then Ozzy Osbourne. But Ozzy Osbourne was only 76. Am I saying that right?
He was
I
thought he was like 72.
76.
Never mind.
At 76. And at this day and age, 70s seems way, way, way too young.
Right.
Well, Ozzy Osbourne was going through obviously a lot of health issues. And I don't know what Hulk Hogan was going through, but 71 is way too young.
No. I know. Well, we don't know exactly, but his wife denied rumors just a few weeks ago that he was in a coma. I guess he did have to have some surgeries done, but she said after that he was recovering well. His heart is strong. So, I mean, who knows? I don't know. There was rumblings last month that he was on his deathbed. This is according to TMZ, but his family said that he was doing fine.
Dang.
And now he's
passed
away.
This is so sad.
Again, if you're just tuning in, we lost Hulk Hogan this morning. Very, very sad. Glorilla was arrested yesterday, and she's already out, you guys. So it's nothing, nothing crazy. She's already out, but she was arrested for felony drug possession.
Whoa!
But it was weed. I don't even is weed not legal in Georgia? This was in Georgia.
I would guess it's not.
I'm assuming not. Yeah,
there's a few states that have held out.
It was felony drug possession. This is around 1:30 in the morning. Let me see. I'm reading this report here. But yeah, she's already been bailed out. Sorry, I'm very caught off guard by the Hulk news.
Yeah.
But yeah, she's already out. She made $22,000 bond the same day. But yeah, she was charged with possession of marijuana and possession of a controlled substance.
Yeah, it's not legal in Georgia.
That is crazy that, like, not every state is there yet.
I know. I already assume.
Isn't that weird to think about?
No, like, I know. Texas is one of those. I got a buddy that lives in Texas, and he's like, this is the worst.
That is crazy. Come on. Get on board, people. Uh-huh. Graham, what do you have?
All right. Selena, you mentioned a minute ago that you believe in reincarnation after I said that a baby in the Bay Area was born on Tuesday named Ozzy, and we know that was the day that we lost iconic Ozzy Osbourne. Well, this baby Ozzy, let me know if you still believe in this, was born at Safari West, the wildlife park, because he's a baby southern white rhinoceros.
Oh,
it's a little baby rhino.
That's cute.
Named Ozzy. Do you think Ozzy the musician is in the rhino?
It can be. Yeah. You can come back as anything. It
could okay. be. Okay. Well, if he is back as a rhino, maybe he'll get his own reality TV show. We'll see. Safari West reports that Ozzy and mom Isha are both doing well. They're bonding with one another. Here's the interesting thing, because you're like, obviously, where's the dad? Because shouldn't he be caring for little baby Ozzy right now at Safari West in Santa Rosa? He's not in the picture because he provided a specimen. His name is Ongava, and he lives at the Indianapolis Zoo. And he just provided a specimen.
Oh,
and
he's
that's
one of those
how
dads.
Baby Ozzy was conceived. So he will not be in the picture. This is big news, though, because southern white rhinos are classified as near threatened. There's about 17,500 animals that remain in the wild. There aren't that many, but they've had times in throughout history where the numbers have dipped into the hundreds. So they're actually seeing the population of white rhinos increase for the first time over the past couple years, which is great news. I've never been to Safari West. I've always wanted to go.
I haven't either.
It's like a big animal preserve, wildlife area. And
that's
got
really cool.
All kinds of different animals that you can go and see. And I want to see baby Ozzy. And they say he's going to be on display to the public here pretty soon. They want people to be a part of his story and,
see
him. And I saw a picture of him. He's so cute.
Aww. Do you have anything else for trending, Graham?
Yeah, that's about it.
Can I just really quick say to go to JV Morning Show, that's our Instagram, check out our story. People are thirsting over the Efron brothers. This is Zac Efron and his brother, Dylan.
Did you not know
Zac Efron had a brother?
Nope.
I feel like I knew this, but forgot.
What in the spray tan are we looking at? Jeez.
Yeah, the tans are a little...
It's a bit
they're,
much.
They're tanning, but everyone is thirsting for these guys. If you go to their comments, people are like, oh my God, there's two of them?
Well, people have really switched up then, because not too long ago, people were criticizing Zac Efron for the supposed work that he got done on his face.
That's his face was looking a little different.
Right. Remember he said that he had like broken his jaw or something like that. Remember he fell and there was this crazy accident? And that's why his jaw is a lot different and more defined. He's not mewing, okay?
But it also kind of looked like he had lip filler.
Is that what it's called, mewing?
It is mewing.
Okay. He has lip filler.
It looked like it.
This video, again, go to our Instagram story, JV Morning Show, to see this. This just makes me mad. Why? Here's two guys, and they're incredibly good looking, and they got their six-pack abs. They're all tanned as can be, and they're just riding around in a golf cart playing golf, shirtless. Both of them are shirtless. One of them, I think Zach's not even, or maybe it's his brother's, not even wearing shoes. And they're just...
Why does this bother you?
Because, look, these guys are living the dream. They're just out on the golf course without a care in the world because they're rich, and they're just... probably just left their personal training and tanning session and they look fantastic and they just get to go out there and play golf shirtless and shoeless all day long.
Yeah.
Us norms don't get to do that.
So you're mad they're living your dream.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
I'd love to play golf shirtless.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
We were just talking about the Efron brothers, Zach and his brother Dylan. Everybody online is thirsting over them. Check him out on our Insta story, JV Morning Show.
Graham's drinking the haterade this morning. He's jealous of Zach Efron and his brother. Hey, Graham, you don't have to be a millionaire to ride shirtless and shoeless in a golf cart. You can do it.
But when you do it, it's trashy. That's the difference.
And if I did it, I'd get kicked off the course. Most courses have very strict rules about what you can wear, the attire that you can wear on them.
Will you guys go look at them again? Because when I first saw this video of them, I'm like, wow, everyone for Zac Efron's entire career was like, oh my God, he's so hot. But then you find out he has a brother, and in my opinion, the brother is hotter. So, like,
I agree.
I feel like Zach's like, I mean, he's not ugly by any means, but he's the worst looking brother.
The brother doesn't look like he's done a bunch of stuff to his face. It's a little more natural look. He's a good looking guy. Yeah, I'm definitely hating on them this morning. I'm jealous of their life.
Selena, you're the only one. Yes.
Selena obviously burying the lead. It's worth mentioning again that unfortunately we just learned a minute ago of the passing of Hulk Hogan at the age of 71.
Yes.
Pretty sad news this morning.
Very
sad. Celebrity deaths. Don't they always say they happen in threes? And we got three all in one week.
Yeah. That's crazy. Oh, no. Did you guys ever watch his documentary?
No.
It came out earlier this year on Netflix. I watched it with my husband because when like Hulkmania was going on, I mean, I don't even know if I existed yet. I'm only 26 and a half, you know? Mm-hmm. So I was like learning all these things for the very first time. I didn't know. I honestly had no idea the impact he had on like wrestling.
And just everything. World. He was one of the biggest celebrities.
I had no idea. I just knew him from the reality show he had with him.
Wait, really?
Yeah, with his kids.
Oh,
yeah.
I grew up with a bunch of cousins and with my brother, and they all watched WWE growing up, so I like would hear so much about him.
Everybody worshipped him. He was a megastar. Yeah.
Something else I watched on Netflix. Well, okay, well, let me talk about two things really quick. Yesterday, I watched another train wreck episode, P.I. Moms. Did you guys hear about this or watch this?
Mm-mm. Haven't seen it yet.
It's a story out of the Bay Area.
You haven't watched Poop Cruise yet? Is that what it's called?
Yeah.
Yeah, I still haven't watched that one yet.
Oh, my God. Well, I watched P.I. Moms yesterday. That one is a story out of the Bay Area.
Really?
About a group of moms who work as PIs, and they're trying to film this reality show, and it turns into this major drug bust with police corruption and stuff. Just like right here in Walnut Creek. I'm like, what?
Whoa, cool.
This was happening? So watch that. The other thing I watched is Amy Bradley is Missing. This is what I wanted to talk about. It's a docuseries. You guys know I'm in my true crime era.
You are.
And it's about a young woman who vanishes off a cruise ship. And this is like back in the 90s. She's still never been found. But the FBI, they've been on it for all these years. And apparently people have come forward with like either sightings of her or they've encountered her. And basically she is, or the thought is that she is being trafficked.
Whoa.
And the biggest takeaway from, just on that, authorities, they haven't been able to make any arrests or anything just because, one, they can't find her, and two, anything or anybody they think is connected, they don't have actual evidence to pin it on anyone.
Is
her,
this
her disappearance.
A spoiler alert, by the way? What's the show called?
Amy Bradley is Missing.
Amy Bradley is Missing.
What I did want to talk about, though, is because we're always like, oh my God, going on a cruise sounds like so much fun, you know? But the biggest takeaway I got from this docuseries is that cruise ships are like these lawless, standalone cities that because it's in the water.
Mm-hmm. International water.
Yeah. There's no police force. There's no one to help you. The captain basically calls the shots. Mm-hmm. Plus the staff, you know, depending on where you're going, they're from other countries. So maybe that country, they're not doing the same background checks, you know, that they would hear.
Right.
Does that change anything for you guys?
Yeah.
Sounds more fun now. Just
oh
the lawlessness of it. And there's gambling and open bars.
Anything, I guess.
That sounds like a great time.
No, it sounds scary.
So there's no, again, I've not watched any minute of this, but there's no thought that like she went overboard or something and that's why you can't find her?
That was the thought in the beginning.
Yeah.
And they searched for her there, but then like they started to get, you know, tips that like, oh my God, well, no, I saw her. Here's the missing flyer. I saw this girl here.
Whoa.
And then I saw her there. And then as she's aged, the photos are on the internet of her.
Yeah.
So I don't know. It's really crazy. But
you just spoiled the whole thing.
Oh, my. Your fault. Sorry. Never mind.
Sounds
but if you do want to check it out, Amy Bradley is Missing. It's on Netflix.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Good morning, JV Show. It's Evan from Benicia. I've been trying to leave this talk back since Monday. Just haven't gotten around to it. But Selena, you're sounding awfully nasally after Vegas. But I don't know if you're sick. You haven't complained about being sick. But after Vegas, sounding awfully nasally, and you were up till 4 a.m., 5 a.m. at the strip club? yeah, that's interesante.
Muy interesante. Yeah,
no.
Annie, would you like to reply?
Yeah, I'm I guess a little sick, but I don't like feel
you're nasally
sick.
For sure.
I'm nasally for
yeah.
sure.
Is it so... So you're saying it's not that, but it could be razor blade COVID?
It's not that. I don't know. I feel like I got razor blade COVID before the 4th.
Oh.
And then I got better. I had a lingering cough, but now I'm just like very congested.
Got it.
But it's not what you're
thinking.
But it's
thinking. Not the Vegas
sickness. No.
Uh-huh. Good morning, JV Show family. Happy Friday, Junior. Hey, Selena. So another true crime series that I recommend is American Nightmare. It is on Netflix. Also happened here in the Bay Area. Actually, it kind of happened all, kind of has to do with like all California. But, you know, it's just a fair warning. It can be a little bit too much. It might piss you off. It's going to piss you off for sure, as it did to me. But I do recommend that one.
Have you watched that one?
Yes, I did watch that one.
Is that the one about she thought she went to the police and said I was abducted and all this stuff, and then they didn't believe her?
Yeah.
Oh, that one.
Yeah.
That guy just recently, it was a week or two ago, got found guilty of another crime. I think he's already in jail. And he just got another life sentence slapped onto whatever he was already serving. I gotta do some research on that, but I'm pretty sure that's what happened.
That is crazy.
I remember seeing his name pop up in the
interesting. Yeah, American Nightmare, another really good docu.
And what was the one you had recommended a minute ago?
The one I just watched is Amy Bradley is Missing. That one just came out.
Missing.
Yeah, Graham, you have a lot of watching to do.
I do.
Yeah.
Does your wife like true crime stuff?
No. Doesn't. She wants to unwind and like laugh before bedtime, not get freaked out about scary stuff.
I love to watch murder documentaries before bed. It's my favorite.
Wow.
Psycho.
I know.
Puts you to sleep.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.